Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
The Fix is in town. Woo! We are playing Del Mar Hall tonight. We had Cy Kernan on from The Fix, lead singer, guitar player. And by the way, it's all the original members from the 80s. That's one thing that he told me. They're playing Del Mar Hall. I'm a little double booked for tonight. I have some friends coming in for the baseball game, so I'm going to head over, see about an hour of the game, and then go to Del Mar Hall and see The Fix, which I think will be good. I've never seen them. So you said you've seen them before.
I saw them at Mississippi Nights in the late 80s.
Back in the day, right? Alex Rich is hanging with us here this afternoon. We'll have a segment with him coming up. Alex, did you hear, Fred's in here and Abby as well, but did you hear about the Amtrak train crash the other day?
I have not.
What do you follow the news? Do you just come in here and every week and you have not followed anything at all?
I think it gives this this whole hour of radio a little bit more excitement coming in blind, right?
Well, it was a pretty terrible accident, actually. Four people died, and it was on the other side of the state. The Amtrak train was rolling through, and it hit a dump truck that was just over the road. But there was, Fred, as you remember, you talked about this Boy Scout troop, right? So these guys were from Wisconsin. Eli Scripsack, did I say that right?
Scripsack, I don't know.
Okay, his name is very difficult. I lived in Wisconsin for almost 10 years, and I had to pronounce names like this all the time. Scripchick, we'll just go with that.
So that sounded good.
All right, there you go. Eli and 14 other Boy Scouts were going to, they were coming back because they were in New Mexico. They were backpacking through the mountains. They were from Appleton, Wisconsin, Appleton Troop 73. And Eli says 12:43 p.m. on, that would have been Monday, right? He is in his seat. He's kind of asleep. There's twisting metal and loud creaking. He says he smelled diesel. Then the train car overturned on its side. Now, the story about this is because he really, Fred, you mentioned this, I think, yesterday, didn't you? That, he just instinctively went to the rescue. And here's what he said about all this on a TV station in Milwaukee.
The adrenaline kind of kicked in, and something took over, and I just felt like I knew what to do. It was unreal. It still doesn't seem real to me. Getting people out windows and carrying them down, I know I had to carry a couple kids in my arms, two at a time. My seats were the ceiling. I landed onto the other side of the seats as it tipped over. It was people first. First thing I did was get our scouts out and go over to the ditch to the truck driver and aided him with a police officer till he passed. But I stabilized a couple people on the ground, making sure they didn't move.
How old is that kid?
Wow.
He's 15 years old.
That's pretty amazing.
Listen, can we get him to run for Congress or something like that?
Wow.
Right? I said yesterday, maybe he should be an officer in Uvalde. But you heard him say there because he was helping the scouts get out, and then he found that the dump truck driver was hit. He was identified as Billy Barton II, 54, Brookfield, Missouri. And Eli said he was bleeding and breathing and gurgling. Eli gave him water, but he just didn't make it. There were people that were trying to comfort him. But what a great job. And his dad wasn't even on the trip with him. He had a group of scouts that were doing some brave things. And obviously, mom and dad very proud of him. So that's an amazing story. You get to hear some good heroic things that come out of tragedy like that. And that was
Do you wonder what you would do in an emergency like that, how you would react?
I think we all wonder, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to think.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that you would do everything you can to help, yeah. Right? And I think most people would.
I think you would, Fred. Yeah. I think you would.
I do think it's a different situation when, now, Fred, we've had some real life situations like this. You're on a subway car. Let's say you're on Metro. And you see, and you don't have a weapon of any kind, and you see a bunch of people harassing another passenger or getting violent on a train. Do you step in then? Because there have been some videos of this on New York. I got to tell you, now, if I had a weapon, certainly I would be willing to do that, but you're going to get your ass kicked if you get involved. Yeah. So that's a tougher call, I think. Right. But I think most people, given a car accident or an emergency, they would do everything they can to help other people. But that's when the adrenaline just has to kick in, like
you
said.
But one of those, like, if the car is on fire, that's one of those ones where you got to, like,
you have to make a call.
You got to make a call. Like, are you putting your own life on the line?
Yeah, maybe you are, though. I mean, if you see if there's a little kid involved or something like that. I think we all are capable, firmly philosophically believe this, that we're all capable of things that we are not even aware of.
Right? I agree.
Given the moment when, action is called for. But I wanted to highlight that because we don't have a lot of good news, and that certainly qualifies. Let's do this here this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Little bit of music to start off this afternoon. 67 years ago, in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets rock
one,
around
two,
the clock,
three
baby.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
It went, a little loud to begin with. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It went to number one, and it stayed there for 7 weeks. I think I became aware of this song. Was Happy Days?
It was Happy Days.
Yeah, I think that's how I became aware of this song. But 7 weeks at number one. Now, here's something I did not know. 59 years ago today, that would be in 1963, the first song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney made it to the Hot 100. It was From Me to You, but it was performed by Del Shannon.
Wait, so how did that work?
Right? I guess they, Del Shannon wanted it, and they went ahead and recorded
it. What year was that?
1963.
Okay, so that was
before
early.
Before the invasion. Isn't that kind of interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. I prefer the Beatles version.
Right, I do too. But yeah. This isn't terrible for 1963. By the way, I just have to think of the younger members of our panel here this afternoon. When we say Happy Days, do you even
know
have
what
a
that
clue
is?
What we're talking about?
Is that Happy Days? Well, no, I'm thinking the Wonder Years. I used to get that I looked like...
with the Fonz.
Yeah, no, the Fonz. Yeah. I know the Fonz. I know the Fonz.
That's right. Happy Days.
Okay.
Richie.
I used to get from the Wonder Years that I looked like the kid all the time.
Oh,
Fred
you
Savage.
Do kind of look like Fred Savage on that show.
When I was younger, the hair was curlier. Yeah. Yeah, I used to get that all the time.
Oh, he was
but
cute.
Not Happy Days.
Abby, have you ever seen Happy Days?
I don't think so, no.
Laverne and Shirley?
Anyone?
I liked Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, I watched all of those.
I was more of an Andy Griffith guy.
That's fair.
You know what I find curious? Happy Days came out, I think, in the 70s.
Yeah.
That seems too soon from the 50s to do a show nostalgic of the 50s in the 70s.
It worked for me as a 12-year-old,
too. Yeah.
I remember somebody gave my brother a shirt that said, hey, with the Fonz.
Hey.
And the kid was only, seven or whatever at the time. A Japanese company, Mark and I heard this story yesterday and thought, what? A Japanese company conducted an experiment last week and successfully sent a hamster into the stratosphere in a flying balloon. Now, this hamster was in an airtight container in the same atmospheric pressure and temperature as the ground, and it had a little bit of hay in a window, and they had a video camera so you could watch him go up, and he kind of looked out the window every now and then. They sent him 14 miles into the sky, and it was kind of just to make people feel better about space travel. If the hamster's okay, Fred, you'll be fine.
Okay, good.
And you can see him.
You just got compared to a hamster.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
Didn't seem to satisfy Fred, though.
It was supposed to make you feel better about space. Go figure. Airbnb, by the way, has officially permanently banned parties worldwide. I'm not sure why they didn't do this earlier.
That's my question. I heard that this morning. I'm like, why in the world would you think? Because if you have the property, unless you specifically say, okay, you can have a bunch of people over and party, why would you do that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, the only reason they put it that temporary party ban was because of the pandemic, and they didn't want people all partying together in a group on an Airbnb.
Sure.
So they said, no, you can't do it. But guess what? Oh, shocker. The hosts really like the policy. Well,
yeah.
Of course.
Here's something else that's a shocker. The guests will not totally abide by this policy.
No,
right?
No. Reports yeah. of unapproved parties have dropped 44% year over year since then, and they've had fewer noise complaints from people that live nearby. I mean, the whole thing, it's just
a lot of the times when you rent out an Airbnb, like for a bachelor party, bachelorette party, right? Like, it's for a party.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that considered the party?
Yeah. That's actually a good point, because people will, even for weddings, you know that because you're all around.
Sure.
They'll do rentals instead of a hotel in an Airbnb.
No doubt.
That's a good question, Alex. I don't know.
Well, I guess if you don't say, you can try it. If you keep the noise down, you know, I don't know.
The party police.
A new survey has asked people what streaming service they would keep if they could only keep one. Fred, do you stream?
Haven't we done this?
Well,
this topic comes
updated.
Up like every 4 months.
It's the updated for this year.
Okay,
so would like Netflix be the answer?
Well, Netflix is number one at 31%, but that is down from 41% last year. But it's still enough to beat out HBO Max, which is still behind at 19%. And then Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon, Paramount, Apple TV Plus, only 2%.
So my gut wants to say HBO Max, just because I find maybe better quality on HBO Max. Uh-huh. But if you're just thinking of one service and you can't have any other, Netflix probably really is the answer.
I would agree. Although I really like Hulu lately. I don't know. My answers vary throughout the year. But yep, Netflix down 10%, but still the winner. Now, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the average 4th of July cookout will now cost under $70 this year. This is a full $10 more than it cost in 2021. The average is up from $59.50 last year. They base this on 12 different things that you might serve. The biggest jump in price was ground beef. Have you bought any ground beef lately? Anybody?
It's really expensive, and I bought it to like put in spaghetti sauce, and now I'm buying like the 73%
yes!
lean and just sucking out the fat because it's like $8 for a pound of ground beef.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just bought the 85% lean.
Oh, well, that's not enough juice. I like 80.
You have been looking more lean lately.
Oh, have I? Yep. 85%.
What do you put that in, Fred, or just for a burger? You really ought to try 80.
Hey, you know what Sue just reminded me of?
Mm-hmm.
Fred,
something
we got to
get
George on about the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because
you're right.
We're not here on the 4th. We should see if we can get him on Friday.
Okay.
Does he eat the
Wait,
dogs
who,
or what?
Who? George?
George Gray?
No, George
Gray
is going to be here tomorrow. What the hell? Now I'm forgetting his name.
Who's George, Fred?
He's the guy, the MC from the hot dog.
Oh, that's cool.
Eating contest. I can't think of his last name.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm going to look it up.
If you want to.
Not George Bailey.
No.
George Shea. Yeah.
And he's done them all. He's the guy on all of them.
Is he related to George Gray?
No, he is not related to George Gray.
Can we do two guests with rhyming names? George Shea and George Gray.
But, you know, George's background is fascinating. And the whole story about the hot dog eating contest really is fascinating. And then we've done a couple of things. We've had Joey Chestnut in the studio before. We've done a couple other things. The one, and I've said this to George, and I'm being serious, that I can no longer eat any other hot dogs outside of Nathan's.
Because they're the best.
The quality is just so
good. Nathan's are good,
so
but I do
better.
Like a Hebrew National every once in a while.
I'm not sure I've had that.
Oh, they're good. I'll eat them at the ballpark.
They're good.
But Nathan's is the best.
Alex, I got 3% Ashkenazi. I should try that out.
I tell you
right?
What, man.
I've got no problem
with
either.
We'll do a little hot dog taste test.
Yeah.
See if you can tell
the difference. Well, my wife, here's the deal. My wife bought some Oscar Mayer. For for a cookout there, I said, "What are you doing?" And she's the one that even declared, "We're never going back." She loves Nathan's, and I said, "Well," she goes, "the Nathan's were cheap." I'm like, "I don't care, I don't care."
Yeah, that $1.50 is worth it in a hot dog. And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact: only 12 people have ever walked on the moon. 4 are still alive, and the youngest is now 86. Buzz Aldrin is 92. Dave Scott is 90, and Charles Duke and Harrison Schmitt are both 86. So spaceflight has actually, is it a factor that they've lived this long? I mean, 92, not too bad.
We almost wonder in that particular situation. I interviewed Buzz Aldrin one time.
Was he nice?
25 years ago. He was weird as can be.
Darn it.
So weird.
Do we think he walked on the moon?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what happens if you walk on the moon.
Right? I mean, that was a Hollywood production.
That was a Hollywood production. Okay. That whole moon landing thing, they just did that in the studio, right?
I just can't.
Good for Buzz at 92, though. That is awesome. Alex is going to hang out. I got some topics for you. Are people backing off on tipping because of inflation and gas prices? I think they might be. We'll talk about it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. 428, Alex Rich hanging out. One thing I did want to mention, I haven't talked about this yet, and I have to keep some of it confidential because I don't want to just spread everything out that we talked about last night. But I was very lucky to be, and Alex, I'd love your opinion of this just because you have to know a little bit about it. I had dinner with Coach Drinkwitz last night.
Right.
Rainford invited me, and it was Rex Singfield and Coach Drinkwitz and DJ Demetrius Johnson and Mary Ellen Ponder, who also works with Rex. I might be forgetting someone. I'd never met Coach Drinkwitz before, so it was an opportunity for me to get, you know, a relationship with him. Yeah. and get to know him as a Mizzou guy that I am, because I care deeply about the University of Missouri. I care deeply about some of the mistakes they've made in the past few years, too. But the one thing that I learned, I feel like I got a master's degree in name, image, and likeness. And this whole scenario is just fascinating. The way Alex was an NCAA Division I athlete. You played baseball at Indiana. They didn't have anything like this. But just the craziness that's going on out there. I mean, if you go, for example, to Oklahoma, they're going to guarantee you like $50,000.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
So he has to match that. When he's recruiting these kids, he's being asked these questions. You know, are you able to put something like that on the table?
Right.
And you don't know how long this is going to be unregulated, because right now it's just
free for all.
It is, but there's an expectation that there's going to be changes. But before there's changes, he's got to do what he's got to do to sort of shore up the program. But it was great to get to know him. I think people that have seen him in the media or have heard interviews, he's got, you know, energy, and
that's
he definitely
good.
When he was working last night. He was working for sure.
Have the boosters, man. You gotta have the boosters behind you.
Absolutely. So that was interesting, though, last night. And he agreed, hopefully, Fred. We're going to get Coach Drinkwitz on the show. He said the end of July is probably best because of the season and everything, but we're going to get him on. He agreed to do that, so I'm looking forward to that
as well. Did you just like him as a person?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did you go somewhere good?
We went to Bar Italia in the West End.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
you know, we sat outside. It was beautiful. Oh, the weather gorgeous. Was great.
You know, our good buddy Matt Martin, his nephew, Matt Martin that owns Sugar
yeah,
Fire out
the
there.
Sugar Fire by me.
Yep. His nephew's Brady Cook.
Brady Cook.
So he's hoping to be the starting guy
well,
this year.
Well, you know, that
get some minutes.
I was looking. We didn't talk a ton about football outside of some of the, you know, the business aspects of it. I did talk about Luther Burden Jr., and he's going to start. My question was, is he going to have an impact? And if he's starting, he's probably going to have an impact. But Coach Drink was like, this kid is so competitive. You
right.
have no idea the level of competitiveness. And the other thing he said is like with Luther, because he's a big name, he was at a Mercedes dealership last week in Columbia. And he said, this doesn't happen a lot. A lot of his teammates that aren't getting paid by Mercedes showed up to support and were just there because he's the kind of kid that's the type of kid that he is. So it was interesting. Man, you got screwed, though, playing
Dude,
in the era with no NIL.
It's outs. Crazy because, like, not even me, but you think about my buddy Vic, right? Oladipo, big name, player of the year in college. Like
he was number two in the NBA draft, right? Picked second?
Yep, in 2013. And imagine the type of money like that's available to somebody like that now.
Now.
Right?
Vic did okay, though.
He came out all right. He made a few hundred million and still counting, but...
I think it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out in the end because
right.
it's hard for me to believe they're not going to have more regulations.
Well, it's like at Michigan State, the big booster there, just he's paying like the head coach, like it's like a 10-year, $100 million contract. And it's like
for NIL, you mean?
Well, and it's his contract is all being paid by this booster, where like that doesn't normally,
right.
it's not normally the case. But like, so the whole thing is insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, I understand it's a very complicated issue. I understand why.
It really is. Like, who's got the most money to pay the kids to come?
That's what it is, isn't
that's
it?
That's really,
that's
I mean,
the
that
bottom
really
line.
Is what it is now.
Well, he talked, you know, Coach Drink was just saying one of the things that has been covered, but Georgia, national champions, but they had 18 NFL players drafted. 18 from Georgia. Now, Mizzou had a couple, but in the state of Missouri, I think he said that there were five. But they didn't all go to Mizzou, so his goal is to really shore up the state of Missouri, and I think he's doing some great things. He told me a couple of things off the record that are going to be exciting for fans here in St. Louis, I think, soon as well. All right, so this is economy-related, but I wanted to ask Fred and Alex and Sue, because I am sensing that some of this is happening, mainly because it's happening with me. The story in USA Today, inflation is causing more people to skimp on tips, hitting service workers hard. And they tell this story, and I was just in Las Vegas, so they talk about this guy, Daniel Westwood, who bartends at a daiquiri bar on the Strip, and he hands customers their checks. He says, I appreciate tips. That's how I pay my wife's Amazon card. Such remarks are frowned upon in the bartending community, the story says, but with so many customers leaving paltry tips or stiffing him, his not-so-subtle reminder feels like a necessity. Now, when I was out there, I remember every time I used my card, the machine would come up and it'd say, what do you want to tip? You know, I think it starts at 15%.
It does.
I don't even know if it starts at 10.
Generally.
It says 15. What does it go from there?
20 and 25.
Yeah, 25, right?
Well,
right?
Uh-huh. It's other. Crazy. And one, I was at somewhere the other day, and it automatically highlighted the 25%. And that was the first that I had seen.
So he says
in this
story, he's been bartending for two decades and through recessions. But he says even during those tough times, customers tipped him adequately. But his quote here is, the shift is 100% has to do with inflation. I'm hearing customers all the time going, it's too expensive, we can't tip. One customer recently left a handful of coins as a tip on a $120 bill.
Okay.
They racked up.
That's not good.
I do think this is a real thing. And I will just say, and I like to tip generously when the service is appropriate.
Right.
And I'm typically a 20% tipper. But a couple things going on. One, they're asking for tips at every corner, like on the receipts. But some of that's because we don't use cash anymore, right? I think maybe part of the issue for bartenders, like I'm going to Del Mar Hall tonight, for example, to see the Fix. I don't even think they want cash. There's signs at a lot of these places saying, you know, we have a nationwide cash shortage or coin shortage. Use your card. So that's why it's coming up on the credit cards. But no offense to the Panera workers, I don't typically, maybe I should, I don't tip the Panera workers for my broccoli cheese soup.
No, I agree. That's a whole different animal, I think, in my mind.
What about Starbucks?
Starbucks, maybe, but not 20%.
Yeah.
Do you think,
Fred?
Only
you look like you
want
to weigh in on this.
Yeah, I typically do 20% all the time, but now I start thinking, when it shows up. And I may do a 15% if it's, you know, something that's really simple. Like they didn't really do much other than turn around and pick it off the off the counter.
Yeah, but
and hand it to
a bartender, don't you agree? And maybe I'm wrong. A bartender is a completely different situation. So usually when I go up to the bar, I'll get like a beer or whatever. I do like, if I'm buying one beer, I do $1 per beer. I don't ever do 20% for a drink. I mean, is that, am I?
I think that's pretty typical.
Is that standard?
I don't think that's out of the question. I mean, that's certainly what I would do. I tip, you know, I think bartenders think you're not going to. I get Diet Coke, you know, I don't drink, but I'll still tip for the service. But the other thing about those situations, and I don't know how you account for this, but a lot of times if you have 10 or 15 bucks or whatever, and you know you're going to go to the bartender, I do this, you know,
straight up.
In other situations, you say, okay, here's your 10 bucks, 15 bucks. We're going to kind of have an agreement here for a good level of service, right?
Yep. Well, you're going to the Cardinal game. That's what you do, like, a lot of the time in the suites there, right? It's like, hey, I'm going to be a big customer of yours. I'm going to ask you a million things.
Well, I was going to say that because I'm going to the Champions Club tonight, and that's what I'll do
there
because
they
bring you sodas and things like that.
I never thought of that.
So whoever sees Mark at the game not tipping, you know.
No, but it's a real situation for people. I think people are not tipping because they don't want to tip because they don't have enough flipping money.
Right. I ordered Chinese food the other day online, which it made you also include your tip on it.
Yeah.
And when I got there to pick it up, they had another line there that said, how much of a tip do you want to leave?
Oh, they tried
and
to
I
get
almost
you.
Double tipped.
Well, it makes you question yourself.
That's right. Then I thought, oh, I think I already tipped on this.
Would you prefer then if we went European and had it built into the bill rather than trying to figure it out every time?
I don't mind that.
I don't think that's a terrible idea. I'd
I don't
like
know.
To hear
but
from someone
But sometimes they do that,
table.
And then they try what Fred's talking
right.
about. Like, you always got to check to see if there's service charges there. Like, if the service charge is whatever, but it's not the full 20%,
right?
Like, what's the explanation for that service charge?
Okay, but I offered this example, and I have kind of an updated example of this from my trip. So the last time I went to Vegas in March, you might remember I came back. I went Southwest, so I get dropped off by the shuttle. I check my bag right there, curbside, and I always tip those guys, right?
Yep.
I always tip those guys, and usually pretty well. But the guy says to me, and there's a sign that says, "Well, we work on tips." This is before he checks me in. We work on tips here, and I said, "Dude, come on, man. You know I got you covered." And we went on, but
he had to put that up for a reason.
Well, he did because a lot of people are going up there and they're not tipping him at all.
That's terrible.
On the other hand, okay. So when I go to the Lambert counter, I do think there's some nuance to this. So I go up to the Southwest deal. I show them my ID, my bag. They're doing everything. They're giving me my boarding pass. So in Vegas, when I'm coming back, Rick drops us off last Monday. We get out. There is a curbside check-in for Southwest. But you have to do – it's essentially the same way it is inside. You tag your bag. You put your ID in. You get your boarding pass. And then you give the bag to the, what is that? Is that a porter?
So they're just picking it up and putting it on the.
They ain't doing anything.
They're just doing this.
So now look, I felt bad. So I tipped the guy a couple of bucks, but I feel like in that situation that a tip would be warranted or demanded because they're not doing anything. If you're going to tip that person, then you should tip the person inside too.
Wow, I haven't seen that. That is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so in that situation. If they're just standing there observing, you know, it's more like
no,
Okay,
another question.
Touchy.
Do you tip if you're in a hotel? Fred, you've been traveling. Alex, you travel every single day of the week. Sue, you're right. Do you tip for housekeeping?
Yes,
you do. You leave a little money on the bed or something like that
on the nightstand.
Right.
Yeah. Right on the nightstand.
See, Alex? People that bring the bags up to the room. Yes. I've heard about this.
I take that as a no.
I've never tipped the housekeeping, but it's something that maybe I'll start doing.
I'm intermittent on the housekeeping. And one reason I'm intermittent is because I don't always do the housekeeping. Like when we were at the Mirage, we were like, okay, we don't want people coming in the room.
That's fair.
But what happened was one day I was looking, I don't know what I was looking for. It's just some towels or something like that extra because we weren't doing, you know, the housekeeping thing. And there was a very nice gentleman who helped me and he brought some to my room and I gave him $5 and he wanted to turn it down. I'm like, no, dude, take it. It's okay. So that was kind of strange too.
So when you leave it for the housekeepers in the room,
yeah.
Do you put like a note on it? Like how do you
I don't think you have to.
But no. How do they decipher that they're not stealing money off the table?
That's a decent question.
Slip it under like the lamp or the clock, something that looks obvious.
Yeah, but if I'm a housekeeper, don't you think they're hesitant to take money that's on the...
Well, maybe, but I think sometimes, like when I've done it before, I do when I check out.
Yeah, that's the last day. We failed to mention that. This is the day you're leaving.
Yeah, maybe not every day you're in there.
All right.
Yeah. That makes a little bit more sense, you cheapskate. You should start doing that. You're in hotels every
weekend. I'm wasting all my money on these wedding gifts, man. How much is a person supposed to tip, right? Like, how much is this... What am I supposed to, like... Go broke going on all the, you know, no, you stay in a hotel, you're paying for the hotel.
That
then you
brings us full circle.
Everybody along the way.
That brings us full circle because I do think that that's an area where people are going to pull back because they're going to say, look, you know, the Uber ride is already this expensive where the time. By the way, that's what they got me on this in Vegas too. There's a little thing. We took a taxi. I took a taxi a couple of times and there was a little note that said for credit card processing, it's the $3 fee just to use your debit card or your credit card.
Holy Toledo.
So I thought, let's not do that. Let's use cash.
Well, after you take an Uber, do you tip your Uber driver?
You know what? I tip my Uber driver if my Uber driver isn't crazy and is a good driver. And
in person with cash or on the app?
No, on the app.
On the app.
I do it on the app.
Okay,
usually because I think I have thrown some money, but the Uber drivers, if they're good, absolutely. But I've had some terrible Uber drivers and they're not getting anything.
Right. Nice. Right.
By the way, the internet says $2 to $5 per day is what you give hotel housekeeping when you check out.
A couple bucks a day. And that adds up, right?
Yeah.
We had this Uber driver last week who picks us up in Henderson. We're going to the strip. This was the night we went to see Sting. And it wasn't super hot that day because we had experienced some temperatures that were, 104, 105, maybe 107. But on this particular day, on that Saturday, it was relatively mild in the 90s. But the windows are open. He was smoking. He comes out of the car. He's smoking. Well, he's smoking outside. You can tell.
What was he smoking?
He was smoking cigarettes, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was something else. But even better than that. So we get into the car. I think he kind of rolls up the windows. He doesn't seem very chatty, which is fine. You know, sometimes they get proactively chatty and you want to say, hey, I'm not opposed to talking, but sometimes you don't want to.
It's true.
But there were three of us. It was wife and Rick. And we're just talking, we're just talking normal. And this dude cranks his music up and it was crappy music too. I'm like,
loud?
Yeah. You think he got a tip?
So that he couldn't hear you guys talking?
It seemed to be the message he was sending, yes.
Wow.
I mean, why else would you do that, right?
Wow.
And it was terribly bad, some sort of heavy metal. Oof. No offense to the
maybe he listens to the show and he just needed a break from you for a second.
That could be.
I just thought, really, if you want a tip.
Right. No,
tip,
I'm with you.
You know,
I'm going to let you get into my Uber and control the air, the mute.
Exactly.
If you're my passenger.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not driving Uber because I don't want people sitting in my car, but that's a whole nother story.
I will say this, that 9 out of 10, if not higher, the majority of my Uber rides are excellent. And the drivers are great. And I do tip. And I sometimes tip 20% just because they are good. So
We got out of one last week. And my wife said he was a little stingy with the air conditioning. Because it was a little warm in there, and we were like praying that he had a lot of good air conditioning.
Right, right.
See, I'm never afraid, and I bet Mark's the same way. I'll ask him straight up. I need to crank the AC.
I'm not afraid of doing that too, but I think a lot of them will ask you. You know, the good drivers will ask you that. Are you comfortable back there? You want a Diet Coke? That's what I need. It's like an ice cold Diet Coke. All right, Alex Rich. Hey, thanks for hanging.
Hey, I'm gonna go do some traveling, and I'll be back.
Yeah, would you
stop being such a
cheapskate?
No, I think I'm staying in town this weekend.
Cheapskate though.
I know, right?
So you're saving money by not going out of town. Save it for your housekeeping on the next trip.
Deal.
All right.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here, we got a breaking story. Now, I will say that I've known a little bit about this, but up until this point have not been able to say anything. But let's see here. Well, how can I start this? Because this is a little salacious. There's a news release that has come out from St. Louis County Councilman Mark Harder, and it says this. This is from his office. The headline, Councilman Receives Anonymous Sensitive Video. Councilman Mark Harder was anonymously sent a video of a very sensitive nature on Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. This was last week, showing a county employee engaging in a sexual act on county property. His response was to immediately turn the video over to law enforcement to investigate. What follows is his account of the situation. I was provided. This is Sam Page's office, all right, just so we're clear here.
Who are we talking about? Do we know?
I'm going to be careful about what I say. Let me read this. Okay. I just got it. I know who it is, but let me just get through this without casting aspersions, you know, recklessly. I was provided information from a source who sent me an email containing a disturbing video of a sexual nature. It would appear the video was recorded by the male participant in a sexual act with an unknown female. The video was taken in what looks to be a St. Louis County government office in Clayton on the 9th floor of the administration building at 41 South Central Avenue. The male suspect was wearing a St. Louis County government ID lanyard, which clearly identifies him. It's unknown to me how or why the male participant distributed this video. Upon advice, believing the female may be the victim of a crime, and what makes it a victim of the crime is that the video was sent out there, right? And
I see what you mean.
I think some of this might be new in Missouri law in the aftermath of what happened with Greitens and all of that. But anyway, I met with law enforcement on Thursday, June 23rd. I turned over everything I had for investigation. This is Councilman Harder and his statement. The case is now with the Missouri Highway Patrol to investigate. I've received no word on the status of that investigation at this time. By the way, the Highway Patrol is involved specifically because, well, let me read the last thing. My office is releasing this information to the public for the purposes of transparency. Due to the ongoing status and sensitive nature of the investigation, I will not be able to comment further at this time. I'll refer all questions to the Highway Patrol. I also recommend the county executive's office cooperate fully. I've been told that the chief of staff for Sam Page has resigned his position.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I won't say his name right now. I'll just say that now, can those two things that I just read you, can they be related in any way, shape, or form? Let's see. There was a video of a sexual nature that was taken on county government property, and now Sam Page's chief of staff has resigned. Let's think about that for a little while, and we'll get to the news and come back with a whole lot more.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.